Sometimes I'm on a run or lifting weights, and songs like these come on, and it makes me run faster, or at least feel like I am running faster, Olympic style, running up the track, and get really fired up to keep fighting this fight to restore righteous health on this side of heaven. And I thought I would create a quick episode today with a few of my current favorite songs that are seriously motivating, and I'll tell you why so that you can add them to your playlist too. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. If you're on the fence about joining us inside of Fit Moms Accelerator, first of all, go listen to the last episode, episode 97, about owning the identity of being a fit mom so that you understand the mindset shifts that we help you to create inside of our community. And for the women like me who want to understand the ins and outs of what they actually get on the inside of our tribe, I'm going to tell you about that today, but don't skip ahead if you have maybe not considered this applicable to you, because even if you aren't ready to join us yet, this is the 10-step process that you need in order to do Christian weight loss and lose weight for the last time. So hold tight. I'm going to go through that today. So the first step in the first module is talking about the battle that we're up against. And in this week, we uncover lies that you've been believing so that you can start battling the enemy's schemes. Then we dive into your true identity in Christ. True freedom from weight starts with understanding abundant living and what you have access to as a daughter. And in this week, we'll dive into who you're created to be, walking in abundant health. And then we get into my favorite topic, eating real food swaps, designing your real food plate, simplifying eating by understanding real food and the way God designed it. And in this week, we help you to rethink diet culture and start making real food swaps so you can see that scale drop quickly. Can I get an amen to that? And next, we dive into time management for busy moms. Did you know that you can schedule your weight loss success? And we're going to help you to make the healthy choice the easy choice and craft a schedule that includes the four steps you need every single week to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Next, we're going to teach you to meal plan like a pro, create your family catalog and meal plan and shop in less than an hour a week. We're going to save you time and access your new meal planning system and build out your go-to recipes for quick planning every single week. Then we're getting clear on exercise and creating a fitness routine that you will love with home workout ideas, understanding calorie burn versus calorie intake, and again, making a fitness plan that fits your unique needs and preferences. The next step is understanding and changing your thoughts. We've got to renew your mind to lose weight, and understanding your thoughts and emotions is key, and learning how to rewire your thoughts to get to your goal weight and stay there. And helping you process those thought errors so you can eliminate brain drama and walk in the truth. This is key. And then the next step goes along with this very nicely, and we call it bad roots. Understanding what our root lies, and again, hop back to episode 97, we talk a little bit about this, but there are four main root lies that are commonly associated with the weight struggle. And so we're going to help you to identify them and figure out what lies are keeping you stuck in this diet cycle. And that will be the ticket to stepping into freedom, trust me. And then as we are doing all this healing, we need to also help you to create consistency, how to create habits and habit stack and break out of the all or nothing thinking and understand the process for creating sustainable habits for healthy living. And we're going to create your habit stacking plan and really do this one at a time for lifelong success. And then at the end of this process, we have to do some self-assessment, see where the gaps are, and help you to keep diving deeper into everything that I just mentioned. So, whew, that was a lot, but Again, I have been doing weight loss for over a decade, and specifically inside of my Fit Moms communities for over 4 years. And this is a tried and true method, and you can't get to the bottom of the problem, and you can't walk in the healing that I know you desire if you're listening to this podcast without all of these steps. Here's a quick note from one of our Fit Moms, Rachel, about her experience as a Fit Mom. She said, "Working with Kelsey has been a godsend. Her program is helping me remove the mental burden of being overweight in all the areas that it affects. She gets to the heart of the matter and sets you up to succeed for good. Kelsey truly has a passion for helping kingdom-minded moms become the best versions of themselves." And that is really my heart, ladies. That really is the desire of my heart, to help you to walk out that freedom. So if you're ready to get started, come join us today inside of Fit Moms Accelerator at kelseywickenhauser.com/join, or hop down to the show notes today to get started. kelseywickenhauser.com/join to get this exact process, a private community for accountability, monthly Q&A sessions, and like-minded women to encourage you to lose weight for the last time. Okay, let's talk about some worship music that you need to add to your playlist. And some of these, I think it was a few weeks ago, we were about to hop onto our Fit Moms Academy call. And so we do those weekly, and I do live coaching for all my Academy students. And I had just finished a run, and a couple of these songs came on, and seriously, I felt like I was, you know, on fire, like Elijah running his sub 4 minute miles. Go read that story in the Bible if you don't know what I'm talking about. But I just wanted to share a few songs, and I will not sing for you. I will spare you that. I do love singing, but on a podcast, I don't think I'll do that. But I'm just going to read some of the lyrics and then explain my heart behind why I think that this should encourage you. And you can go pop in your earbuds and listen, and hopefully feel encouraged as well. So let's just get started. So the first song is "Waking Up" by We the Kingdom. So here's what it says. "I was done. I was lost. I was asleep at the wheel. I was drifting off. My heart was failing. In the dark, heard a song. It was the sweetest sound that I've ever heard. And my soul went sailing. Yeah, my soul went sailing. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I can feel my heart beating and breath in my lungs. Like a shock wave burning inside of my chest. I should have been gone. I could have been dead. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I can feel my heart beating and breath in my lungs. I'm on fire, finally free. I am alive in the land of the living. Here I am, moving on. We're going to take back all that the devil stole. I found my healing. Yeah, I found my healing. I am me. I am loved. We're going to march to the beat of a different drum. We're going to run with the horses. I'm going to cross over Jordan. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I can feel my heart beating and breath in my lungs. It's like a shock wave burning inside of my chest. I should have been gone. I could have been dead. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I can feel my heart beating and breath in my lungs. I'm on fire, finally free. I am alive in the land of the living." Wow, that song, when I heard that song, again, I often ask for the Lord to give me more and more insight into the hearts of my students and those who are really struggling with weight. And I think especially at the beginning of this song, it just really alludes to hopelessness, right? I was done. I was lost. I was drifting off. And that is a sentiment that I hear so often from women, is that they feel like this is just the burden that they're going to have to bear. And I know that, you know, Fit Moms is a tool. Ultimately, the thing that will awaken your heart and create your soul to go sailing is Jesus, right? And also, there is this sense of like, with Jesus, you can wake up also in your health journey. And I just love this illustration of my heart beating and there's breath in my lungs and I'm finally free. And again, when we're so bound by the struggle with weight, it often feels like we can't even really connect to our bodies and to that freedom and to just be all that we are created to be. So hopefully this song will encourage you. And if you're not there yet, maybe just listen to this song as a declaration of who you are becoming. Okay, the next song is by Lauren Daigle, and it's Still Rolling Stones. So the words go like this. Out of the shadows, bound for the gallows, a dead man walking till love came calling, rise up, rise up. 6 feet under, I thought I was over. In answer to prayer, the voice of a savior, rise up, rise up. All at once, I came alive. This beating heart, these open eyes, the grave let go, the darkness should have known, you're still rolling stones. Now that you saved me, I sing because you gave me a song of revival. I put it on vinyl. Rise up, rise up. I once was blinded, but now I see it. I heard about the power, and now I believe it. Rise up, rise up. All at once, I came alive. This beating heart, these open eyes, the grave let go. The darkness should have known you're still rolling stones. I thought that I was too far gone for everything I've done wrong. Yeah, I'm the one who dug this grave, but you called my name. You called my name. I thought that I was too far gone for everything I've done wrong. Yeah, I'm the one who dug this grave, but you called my name. You called my name. So that last phrasing about thinking that you're too far gone, is anyone else getting goosebumps thinking about that? And thinking about maybe you feel this way. Many women do. Like, this is my fault. I've gotten this far. I deserve it, right? But you, as in Jesus, you called my name. And he's still rolling stones, right? He's still bringing us. No matter, it doesn't matter if you're struggling with weight, you're struggling with addiction, you're struggling with, whatever your struggle is, right? I could name them, but you get the idea. He is calling us out of that. He's giving us a new beating heart and open eyes to break out of that and let, you know, the grave let go and darkness should have known. The enemy, he wants you stuck in this weight loss struggle for the rest of your life. And what he wants even more is that you pass that on to your children and to your grandchildren so that it becomes a generational sin, a generational curse. And we're saying no more. Like, the darkness should have known that there is Jesus and there is hope, and he's going to open my eyes to a better way. So go blast this song. I think it will encourage you. And you can see a similar theme from this one to the first song. Okay. Next up is Glorious Day by Passion. So let me read it to you. I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing, but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name, then I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness and to your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness and to your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you. Whoa, what a day when you called my name. And I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness and to your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness and to your glorious day. I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan, but you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. And then it goes back into the chorus of running out of that grave. But I love all of the parallels to weight in this, like how our sin was heavy and he's breaking chains at the weight of his glory. And again, I think there's this reality of when we are holding on to weight, there is a heaviness in our spirit, right? There is a heaviness that we want to break out of. And a big part of what we talk about in Fit Moms Accelerator and really dive deep into in the academy is breaking off the orphan spirit. And this song really alludes to that, right? I needed shelter. I was an orphan, but you called me a citizen of heaven. So it's just this song about this back and forth between what I thought I was and staying in the grave and feeling like I had no hope, and Jesus calling us out of that and being our rescuer and giving us a future and just showing us that his love is the air that we're breathing. So again, that is a song by Passion called Glorious Day. Okay, the last song I think is just really fun. And again, if you're having a bad day, and maybe your kids are having a bad day, maybe you're home with them all day and you're like, oh my gosh, I need a break. It's not like I've ever felt that way. Just kidding, all the time. But this song just makes everyone feel better. And it just, I think, connects you, connects your spirit to your body and helps you to dance. It's called Happy Dance by Mercy Me. So I'll read you the lyrics. It says, hey, you in the corner shaking in those boots. You got one for two. You got the shaking right, but the fear won't do. We always say that we have unspeakable joy. So let our feet do the talking when our words fall short. We've got reason to get up, reason to get down. He done traded our sin for joy. And now that joy wants out, happy dance. And then it goes into this fun little happy dance chorus. And it says, hey, yeah, you in the back of the room with those concrete shoes. It's okay to cut loose. Oh, it ain't about how you move, but what moves you. We're so consumed with what we think we're supposed to be that we stop living like we know that we're free. We've got reason to get up. We've got reason to get down. He done traded our sin for joy. And now that joy wants out. Happy dance. So it's just a fun, joyful song. But I just love the theme in this song of cutting loose and stop living for the expectations that maybe other people have put on you or you've put on yourself. And there is freedom in living in Christ, meaning living as that version that heaven sees you, living as the woman you were designed to be. And I can tell you, like, I have cut through so many expectations that were put on my life and, you know, by society, for a variety of reasons. And now that I have followed this scary path, it has not been easy, let me tell you, but when I have chosen to live out the call in my life without knowing, I don't know what the end will be, okay? But there is no greater joy than living out God's purpose in your life. And it doesn't have to be starting a business. It could be being a very intentional mom and owning that. Or it could be a teacher. It could be something in the medical field. It could be a coach. It could be, you know, whatever you know the call in your life. And maybe it's just taking one step in that direction, but and doing it with joy. I think that's the key, and that's what I hear in this song. So go add these songs to your playlist, have some fun with them, and I also would love if you would hop into the Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group and tell us what worship songs really light you up, what gets you moving, what gets you excited to keep going on this weight loss journey. Tell us and motivate us inside of the Kingdom Fit Moms free Facebook group, and I will see you next time. Hey, Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.